Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
Kyle's flashing money like he's got a lot of it.
I got $40. I made $30 doing nothing.
There was a $50 bill in there.
I wish.
No.
Isn't that a $50 bill? Oh, no. It's a 10.
I wish. I could have been a 50. Scared money don't make a lot of money, but I still made some money, baby.
You did turn Kyle, 10 into 40.
Were your hands wet?
No, why?
Why is there wetness on the glass now?
I did get water, so maybe they were wet. I didn't realize that.
So now your dirty paw prints are all over my glass that I look at you through.
Now it's even worse. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman,
gambling
Alex Stroh.
Gambling is fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to do more.
Well, we can do that.
I know, I want to celebrate
by the way,
winnings while I have it.
I hate doing this, but like, this is what I had. I was texting with a buddy, and I said, here's my bet for the day, because he asked me, because he has been listening. You nailed Mizorowski over 6.5 Ks on Monday. You nailed the over team total at 4.5 yesterday against Colin Ray. And
old friend Colin Ray.
The over-under, for the game for both teams was 7.5.
I would have took that. I would have put 10 back on that.
You would have just got 10 or 11 back with it.
That would have been $50.
It would have been 50 on your original 10.
Yeah.
I told you to reinvest.
But that's why we were doing the roll the whole thing in.
Yeah, I mean, so but
you're right. Damn. I would have had that, my winnings, which is less because I gave you some, even more though, and you would have had more. We all would have had more.
I told you to reinvest.
Sure, if you should give me some of that money. You didn't earn it.
I'm not doing anything.
I mean, why did he even get free money anyway? I still don't understand why you gave him money.
I don't know why either. How did that happen? Yeah, I did offer you something because I did start feeling bad because I was bullying you so much.
You tried to buy me lunch today too, Kyle.
Oh, wow. I still owe you lunch. Oh, wait a minute. We did a bet. So now Stroh owes you lunch. That's right.
Just give me my money back.
No, absolutely not.
Stroh, you're never going to buy me lunch.
Stroh, you owe him lunch. Remember we did the bet on who was going to have the better throw? And I won?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so now he owes you lunch.
How do I owe Ben lunch?
Because I owe Ben lunch. And the bet was if I win, a lunch bet.
Oh, I have an idea. Let's all go to lunch. I'll buy Kyle's lunch. Kyle buys your lunch. And Kyle buys my lunch.
I prefer to be to myself during my lunchtime.
Joining us now on Kyle Bruston and Nortman is the man, the myth, the legend himself, Tory Lowe on a Tory Lowe Wednesday.
Hey, what's happening in?
Nothing just came up. $30.
I see money in the studio.
Yeah, you know. We went to Palo.
Tory's going to be jealous.
Here we go.
Wait
a minute. Was it a bet that y'all won?
It was a Kyle Bruston and Nortman bet. We won two in a row.
Two of them things.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all leave me out on the cash cow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
I'm hurt.
Yeah. How much money am I going to win on the Brewers over 83.5 wins?
Oh, I'm hurt.
They're going to be $20?
That's going to win you $20.
Only 10 or 20?
You bet 10. $10, and I think you win $19.10. That's your total payout.
All right, how much was the payout? How much did y'all get a piece?
So me and Brad came out pretty solid.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I'm confused.
What are you confused about?
Because I wasn't in on this.
What weren't you in on?
You come up with all these strategies.
All these ideas,
and then the one that finally popped, I miss out on it.
Yeah, we ain't missed on the Brewers yet this
year. Yeah, I've been pretty good with the Brewers this year.
Yeah, we've undefeated. Never lost.
Never lost.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Tory, maybe you just bad luck.
So man. The first one, Tory, was on Monday. You know, that young phenom, that 6'7".
Dude, did you give me a dollar that has tape on it?
I got change from John McKeer from 620 WTMJ.
John gave you a dollar with tape on it?
Dude, you'll be all right.
This might be counterfeit. Tory, you think this is counterfeit?
Let me see. Let me go take it to my house and find out. I need to hold this for like at least 2 weeks to figure
Jacob Mizorowski on Monday, over 6.5 strikeouts.
Oh, wow.
In 4 innings, he got 7. And it was plus 165. So some good plus money there.
Wow. That's some plus money right
there. Yeah, I was like 18 on
Brad and I took all of our winnings, which was $53 with our bet initially. So 20 won us 33. So we won 33. We had $53. We put the whole 53 each of us into the Brewers over 4.5 yesterday, plus 120.
Oh, wow.
So we're sitting pretty.
Are y'all
going
to reinvest that pot?
We were supposed to today. Didn't have a chance to make it over to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, and the Brewers lost 10-3. And the bet of the day was the over 7.5. I was going to move it to 8 and see if we can get better odds.
Oh wow!
But so, didn't get a chance to do it. So
it kind of
missed out on
out.
Everything. You missed out on the first 2 days and the
it
day.
It kind of worked out. Yeah, I made money. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
How much money is that?
$40. I won $30.
$130, invested 10. So
that's
you got 40
some happy
hour
money at the market hall?
No, I'm going to give me something to eat. I'm going to treat baby girl to something good.
Oh, that's something good for
what her. Are you going to treat her to something
Applebee's
good for $40?
Two for 20?
My boy, that's what I'm that's talking about. You get an appetizer and you get a meal and a little dessert.
What about tip?
Applebee's sneaky underrated.
Yeah, it is. Low key.
It's 2 for $20. 25. That's
yeah,
5
2 for 25.
What you talking about?
$25.
Yeah, 2 yeah. for 25. What you didn't notice?
Damn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, you ritzy rich guys yeah. don't know what us hard-working regular guys.
He go to those restaurants where they have a
fake make it
face
very clear.
Rich
yeah.
guy with a little,
ben
with a little circle
rich.
With
I
food
make it very
and they spray the sauce on.
There's yeah. been too much of this rich guy thing coming at me. Brad is rich.
He's very wealthy.
Market manager Greg, I'm not calling rich, but well off.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. Can we just say doing good? Like
oh, and that's the eating good in the neighborhood is the slogan for
he wouldn't know. He too busy at the country
ain't
club.
Applebee's? Hey,
he played what's that? What's the golf outing that you go to at the country club? It's called the invite. What's it called? The
member guest.
Member guest. I wouldn't know. Tori, you know what a member guest is?
No,
exactly. Me either. Because I'm not a member nor a guest of a member. So I wouldn't.
Oh wow,
wouldn't know.
Why are you guys taking shots?
I'm not taking shots. I'm trying to get in on the funding.
All right, well, I'll let you know.
Baby girl next... need new shoes.
Yeah.
You keep saying that.
Because she do.
Every year, but school year.
But every time you're on the show, you say baby girl needs new shoes.
You're going to find out.
I have an 18-month-old daughter who needs new shoes.
You're going to find out. You're going to start saying it. You're going to be somewhere, baby girl needs new shoes.
He's right.
Tori, I'm already seeing it.
Tori, how often do you buy your son? He's how old, 12?
Yeah.
How often does he get new shoes?
Every 5 months.
Oh, wow.
Well, the feet are growing.
Yeah, because he's eating everything. He won the hot dog.
He did.
He ate.
He ate four.
Not your Minnesota son?
No. This is my 12-year-old.
I had the son, the older son, winning the hot
dog.
You're telling me.
A 12-year-old.
How old were the other contestants?
Adults.
They're adults.
This was context that was missing.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to tell people it was the hot dog eating challenge on July 3rd.
Bro, the thing is, they look like identical twins. You and your son.
Little Tori.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now. I need to get in on one of these parlays tomorrow.
Yeah, I know he eating you out the house.
Hey, well, them $30 that Kyle got would have, you know.
I was spying on you, Tori.
Here we go.
So on Saturday, I had to stop here to grab something out of my desk to go to the Brewers game.
Uh huh.
And who do I see in the market hall?
Tori Lowe.
Do you just wander around here
no,
on the weekends?
No, well, what happens is families, when they call me to meet, I usually have them sit around here or I wait or I'm sitting around waiting for them to come around.
You were with somebody walking around the bar area.
Oh, wow.
I can see how you could threes company that.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
I can see
I
how
sure
you could act like Jack Tripper.
I can see
how you could Mr. Furley that.
Hey, baby, baby,
from
it's
threes company.
It's
I can see
work
how
at.
You can look at
hey,
that.
I do my show right there.
3 hours a day. 3 hours a day right there.
Well, let me tell you something.
We recording somebody.
Let me tell you something.
You need loving too.
You might see another one today.
I'm mad at it.
So I did catch you in the act.
No. I think that I was dealing with multiple ideas, and I can't even tell which idea you seen.
I know which idea.
Which one?
Hey.
Well, that wouldn't happen at the market hall. I'm going to tell you that right
now. But you start by... So my thing was, and it's really dorky, when I was single and I, like, you know, second or third time you hang out with somebody, right, like, I'd bring out my DVD collection.
Oh,
what?
That was, I'd be like, hey, look through these movies. What movie do you want to watch? That was my Netflix and chill, so to speak. You know,
oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Which DVD do you want to watch?
That's 2 hours right there.
And Tori is, hey, come on over to the market hall. Let's take a look at the 101.7 The True Studio.
I ain't going to lie to you.
You know my new thing is?
What is that?
No, I don't.
Let me tell you. I'll take a picture of us hanging out at the beach.
Mm. Who's us?
You know, me or whoever I like.
Okay.
You know, then I'll take that picture and put it in AI, and I'll make us kiss.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. That seems a little...
No, it's just AI. You can do that.
You shouldn't do that.
I'm just messing with you. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You take a picture with somebody, smile, and then you make it so you kiss?
Yeah, because AI, you can do that.
But
yeah,
what if they're like...
Diabolical.
That is diabolical.
But if they like you, they'll be like, ooh, we should make that picture come true.
What happens if they don't?
Well, I don't mess with people that don't like me. I'm sorry.
Okay, Tori said I already know.
So,
what
so how
but
do
hold
you?
On. How do you know?
Them? How do you know them before?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
When you
have the eye, the eagle eye.
Oh yeah.
You
but
can
do
see.
They talk about that. Are you talking about your eagle eye or their eagle eye towards you?
No, you can tell. Like, I mean,
their eye.
No, you can see through the chemistry if they really like you, and you can see through the chemistry if they don't.
I ain't gonna lie to you. If I, you know, I've been in a relationship with baby girl now, you know, fiance. Had I been single when we moved to the market hall, let me tell you, listen, y'all just would have seen me with a whole boat. Y'all just rotation. Hey. Mind your business.
Kyle.
I would have told
you
that
would have
been stupid.
What would have
been stupid? What would have been stupid?
City
a rotation?
Boys up 10,
no, yeah. Out here? What do you mean out here? What do you mean?
You like all the people upstairs talking about Kyle's business?
Yeah, listen, Kyle got a couple of them on the rotation. Yeah, he got a little basketball team. That's what I would have said.
Let me tell you this.
I would have been like, this is the studio.
I got my own hot dog at Dog City.
Yes, come on.
I got the radio station.
You
want to
get a hot dog?
Hey,
that's my name.
Hey, that's the powerful dog.
The powerful dog.
Come get a powerful dog.
What's on the powerful dog?
Hey, it's a brat. And
so hold on,
cheese.
Time out. So it's called the powerful dog, but it's
not
a dog.
A hot dog.
Well, it's a brat.
but it's still a dog.
Is it on the menu?
And it's still a dog. You know?
Is it on the menu?
Yeah.
If I order it right now.
It's the secret. It's on the secret menu.
You can ask for it.
I can't order it on my phone?
You could. If you call them and order it, they got it on the menu.
Order me when I'm hungry.
Yeah, just call them and say, I want Tori Lowe powerful
dog. Wait. You have to say, I want the powerful dog.
You know,
it's
every
not on
menu,
the menu.
Every menu,
yeah,
it costs money to update
is.
The menu. You know, every menu.
It's a digital menu. I'm
Hold
looking
on,
at
let,
it right
let,
now.
Let me tell you this. All you got to do is go up there.
You're frauding.
All you got to do is go up there and say.
No, it's a real dog.
No, it's real. I mean. See, this is when you wish evil on somebody. But what I'm saying is,
so what I'm gonna do during the break for the records, I'm gonna go out there and say, hey,
can I
get some powerful dog?
I could create my own. What's on it?
No. You gotta say powerful dog.
No, you got see, you gotta say how I see it.
It's not on the menu.
It is on the menu.
It's a secret menu.
Yeah, every restaurant has a secret menu. Y'all know that.
I don't have time for that. I'm producing a radio show. I'm trying
well, why
to
why don't you give me a phone call
when
order.
I first came on the show and told y'all I was the powerful dog was over like almost like 8 months ago.
Yeah, it was a long time
I
ago.
I haven't had it yet. Tori, if you come back here and I give you my card, will you go get me a powerful dog?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Pow!
I'm going to review it live on the air at some point today.
That's what's up.
Ooh.
I love it.
We know you got to get to our friends over at WTMJ, Tori. It's been a pleasure.
Well, can I ask them really quickly?
Cool.
Of course.
Packers so far. Have you heard about Matthew Golden? Have you heard any news about Matthew Golden?
Well, I heard that he's impressing.
Oh, are you impressed by him impressing?
You know, they're starting to put on pads. I think that now that we're getting to the point where we're padding up.
Yeah.
I want to see the contact.
He had a 60-yard catch. I think he's the number one wide receiver already, too, low.
Based off reports,
Jordan Love.
I remember
when
I played football in early season when we didn't pad up, everybody looked good. But once we start cracking skulls and people start getting hit, that's when you start to see what you really have. And I think that I'm excited.
Okay.
But I think I'd rather see the real padded up full contact. Then I'll make my decision on it.
That's legit. That's legit.
That's fair enough. It's Tori Lowe, but the powerful dog on the way for Alex Stroh.
I'm going to go get the powerful dog.
I'm going to go out there with you. I want to see if this is... I want to order it, though. I want to see if there's Spider-Man.
Yeah, let Ben order it. You got to say powerful dog. Practice.
Ben should have been ordered it when I first came.
For real, though. No support.
Yeah, but it's okay. We got this.
What are you going to order?
Powerful dog.
No, they ain't going to know what you're talking
powerful
about.
Powerful dog.
There we go. They might get two of them saying
somebody come get my card. I'll pay for it.
This is why your 401k, don't touch it. Just let
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I am Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Oh,
I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Grimal and Associates Insurance protects what matters most. They specialize in coverage that's tailored exactly to you. Clients aren't just policies. They're part of the Grimal and Associates community, serving the greater Milwaukee area for over 30 years. With their personalized American Family Insurance back service, expert guidance, and a genuine commitment and care to the people they serve, Grimal & Associates isn't just selling insurance, they're building trusted relationships and providing peace of mind, which is important for life. Let me tell you, just got a text about some stuff that's going on with the car. Know that you can be covered, taken care of with Grimal & Associates. Go to teamgrimal.com. That's team, GRAMOLL.com. Brewers drop the final game of a three-game series at American Family Field, 10-3 to the Cubs. Ultimately, won the series, one game up on the Cubs as they head out of town, I believe going to Washington or...
I think you are correct. They head to Washington to play the Nationals, 5:45 first pitch on Friday.
So a little road trip here.
But first, the trade deadline.
That is true. Trade deadline does spur action, and I do know that Pittsburgh's been selling a lot of assets. I do have an update. Stroh, you're hungry, right?
I am.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, no Nortman.
You eating good? Getting the powerful dog.
I went over in the market hall here, at the Grand, old Grand Ave Mall, now the 3rd Street Market Hall, where our offices are located, and I said, hey, can I get the powerful dog?
What'd she say?
She goes, powerful dog?
Powerful!
I don't have it. We're out of brats.
Oh, so they do have a powerful dog. They just didn't restock it. It's a hot item. Too hot of an item.
Yes.
They out of brats.
So, Stroh, are you just going to starve?
What if I want my own hot dog?
You got to be cool.
You have to
enough.
Be athletic. Yeah. You have to, yeah, cool.
There's like a few things I've always wanted to do in my life. Number one, we accomplished earlier this summer, and that was throw out a first pitch to a baseball game.
You did an awful job.
I did an awful job, but it was memorable. I kept the ball that I threw, and I wrote the date on it.
Oh, that's smart.
Put
I
it in my,
did that.
Put it in my my den, my office.
You don't. You live you don't in have, a. You don't.
This
yeah.
is the equivalent of me saying something came across my desk.
Yeah. Why would you say you have a?
You
den
don't have
in
a
office.
Den or an office.
You haven't been in my apartment. Yes, I do.
You have a 2-bedroom apartment.
And
you,
the second bedroom is a den.
Okay. All right.
It has 2 TVs.
It's a bedroom.
It has a desk. It has personal belongings.
It's probably boxes everywhere.
No. Two people slept in that guest bedroom last night.
Oh, wow.
Who? My aunts. Each of my aunts. One slept on the pullout couch.
The ones
the
that
other...
you didn't make cucumber salad from your late grandma's recipe.
Okay,
with?
I don't know why you got to keep bringing up my dead grandma.
Wait. Why didn't...
Because you made a fuss yesterday about this cucumber salad
yeah,
and you didn't follow through.
Yeah, you are an awful human.
Yeah, that's true. Where did your mom sit? Sleep.
On the couch.
Wait.
She yeah. offered.
And you slept on the couch too.
I fell asleep on the chair.
So wait, where did your lady sleep at?
In the bedroom.
Bed.
So what
everyone, is this a frat house?
What?
Okay, so my bedroom is where my girlfriend and my dog slept.
Uh-huh.
The guest bedroom has a bed and a pull-out couch. So one slept on the bed, one slept on the pull-out
Why
couch.
Why don't they just sleep in a bed together? They're sisters.
Brother, don't ask me. And my mom slept on the couch, I slept on the chair.
So y'all were in, like, just scattered around a 2-bedroom apartment, just...
I mean, it's a big... 2-bedroom apartment. Humble brag.
Sorry.
Humble brag.
I didn't.
Oh, what is it? 800 square feet?
No, it's over 1,000.
Okay, look at you.
Look at you.
Look big at you. Money Stroh. Yeah. Rich Stroh.
Yeah. He ain't got no retirement funds, but he living good now.
I have a good lifestyle. Yeah. I like my lifestyle.
When you turn 65,
50
yeah.
and 60.
You won't be working to death.
No, that's not how it works,
okay,
buddy.
But hold on. I have a job I like. I'm never going to want to quit.
So what if you get fired
40 years from now?
I'll be a radio producer at age 95 for all I care.
Okay,
Stroh. Give me something to do.
Stroh is delusional.
Why am I delusional?
Ain't nobody in Depends working the damn producer room.
Why
I smell like that? Stroh done pooped himself again. Sullied himself. I told you to fire this man.
That'd just be an annoyance.
But I don't know if you can fire someone for having a medical condition. As long as you can perform and with your hands.
Let me tell you, no company's hiring somebody that old because it's too much of a risk for the health.
Craig's gonna be 130. We're still running this joint.
Yeah, Harper would say, my dad wouldn't allow me to keep you, so you gotta go old.
Is Harper gonna be the CEO next?
Probably not.
Are you going to be the CEO next?
Heavens no.
Could you
imagine? I'd run this place into the ground.
Yeah, you would.
The expense line would be good because he's so cheap.
You're already running ESPN Milwaukee into the ground.
I tell you one thing, everybody would get a bonus.
Ben just looked at me with a lot of disappointment when I said you're running ESPN Milwaukee into the ground.
I mean, I'm not.
I know you're not. I'm just kidding. It's making a
joke. Not like a personal shot.
That was just a joke.
I'm just protecting my teammates.
Hey, who, me? I mean, I knew that wasn't real. That wasn't towards me. I just sit here 2 to 5 and do my best.
Now, if anybody, it's the one begging Matt LaFleur for an autograph. He's the one that makes us look bad.
He does give us a black eye.
Hey, I am a stand-up citizen the last 365 days.
You're the reason why I don't get anything from the Packers Pro Shop.
You're not the reason for me.
Yeah, it's different.
They don't know.
That's the thing. I also think, Kyle, when you called Jordan Love selfish, it was quite a statement.
No, it was true. I stand by what I said.
I mean,
it was a selfish act. I stand by what I said. By definition, he was being selfish. He was choosing
Ben,
himself.
When we go, I have a total pivot. When we go to Pottawatomie Sportsbook to place our NFL futures, do you do NFL futures?
Oh, I did that already.
I will. I haven't.
I want to bet over under on all 32 teams. I think that could be fun. Do like $5 a pop.
I was gonna say
that's a lot of money.
That's stressful because
maybe predicting not all 32.
Predicting the NFL season is near impossible.
I'm aware.
It's not impossible.
But I'm a genius. I'm a cheat code.
I would love for you to do that, and I would love to root for all of your bets.
Well, what if we pull money? Silently, what if we do it together?
What do you want from me?
Like how much money?
Yeah.
5 times 30. I mean, that's a good
60
amount
bucks?
Of money.
No, it's a lot more than that.
32 times 5, you need $160.
Yeah.
I can get that to you.
You should go double. You should go 2 out of 3. So you should go 320, I'll go 160. You're rich.
I'll go 320.
That was a tough one.
But after the wedding.
Okay.
Ooh, good luck. He may not be able to do that after the wedding. She's going to see all his transactions.
I think she already knows all.
No,
dude, they have a child together.
Y'all don't have a joint account yet.
We don't have a joint account yet.
Are you going to?
Is
that a personal question?
I just signed the DocuSign for the joint account.
Oh, wow.
You excited?
He just scratched his
neck.
He's nervous.
I think you're nervous.
He
scratched his neck.
I just signed.
What's the other thing people do when they're nervous?
Rub their nose, tap a little bit. Yeah.
What is it? The forehead or the hat? Touch the hat.
Touch the hat.
Yeah. I have an invisible hat on that I'm touching.
You watch
right
too
now.
Much Law and Order.
He has
I'm on Suits right now.
Great show.
Yeah, I'm on Suits right now.
Maybe debatably the best pilot in television history.
Good pilot.
Yeah.
Wrote me in right away.
Never
watch it.
Ever seen it.
Suits is amazing.
What do we have here?
You guys ever watch Burn Notice?
Day off for the Brewers, and then we have...
Trade deadline's tomorrow.
Oh, it's fine. I didn't ask a question.
You completely hijacked to say that you wanted to bet all 32 over-unders for the NFL season.
Yeah, can we talk trade deadline for the Brewers
Bengals,
at all?
Bengals under 9.5.
No, I'm taking over.
Over for Bengals.
Oh, see, this is where we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bounce-back year.
No, it's not. They don't have a defense.
They can score. That offense is legit.
The Packers are going to beat them 70-40.
No.
Okay, now we're getting hyperbolic.
It'll be the highest scoring game of the NFL season.
I haven't said that in a while.
You know who said it? Gabe said it today. That might be why it came back in your mind. Well, might be why it popped back in your mind.
Tooken.
I've had a rough show with words. Homer's going to join us around 4:45.
Yep, that's
and,
correct.
And I discovered something about Brad, Kyle, and Stroh.
What did I do?
I'll tell you next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Ben's pretty good at impersonations.
Hey, he's
quotes.
Pretty good.
I
either crush him or suck at him.
He's pretty good at faking it.
Yeah. Yeah, being a faker.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. App.
All right, Kyle, you can tell us. What do you want the Brewers to do?
I want the Brewers to go out and get a bat. I want the Brewers to go out and get a bat. I know Andrew Vaughn's been good. I understand that, but the thing is, the Brewers need to go out and get a bat.
What if it shakes up the clubhouse?
Because
Pat Murphy did say, I believe, on Wisconsin's Morning News with 620 WTMJ, that he recognizes that bringing somebody in can shake up a locker room.
I mean, they brought in Andrew Vaughn and they shook it up in a positive way. What are we talking about?
Yeah, that is true.
You think the guys are sad that Eric Haas got let go? I mean, I'm sure they're like, oh, well.
It's a good point, but he also had, like, very minimal impact.
Well, I'm just saying, you don't need to be able to trade away a guy on the current roster. I'm not talking about giving away guys. I'm talking about bringing in guys. If anything, Nestor Cortez, that's the guy I'm interested to see what they're going to do with him. Right, because of the fact
that is a fascinating piece of the puzzle.
Because he's going to be coming back, and you don't really need him, and his value is probably
slow down.
He'll be nice to have, but are you saying that this team is missing Nestor Cortez?
I mean, you still got to remember after he got rocked against the Yankees to start the season, he came back the next start and pitched a gem. And then he got hurt very, very early. So to call Nestor Cortez is like,
the Brewers have been fine without him. All I'm saying is this: if he's a trade asset that can actually garner you some type of talent, like real talent that can be impactful on the roster today, I would make that move. Because again, Nestor Cortez isn't going to be a long-term solution for the Brewers anyways.
But you're not wrong. But as we continue to look at Jacob Mizorowski and how they're going to go deeper and further and further and further into the season, and when you look at how deep he's going into these games, they're really limiting him. 3 1/3, 4 innings in his last couple. I liked when they paired Quinn Priester with DL Hall. Like, you know, you got Aaron Ashby as a long reliever as well. Well, who's to say when you get into the playoffs that you don't need somebody who could also be a 3-inning type guy?
Listen, I'm willing to go with the youth.
Like, you can't have enough guys that can get quality outs for you.
I get it, but Nestor Cortez, I believe, is going to be a free agent at the end of this year anyways. If you're able to get something for him, because he's not part of the future, and yes, it would be nice. It'd be nice to have him, but I'd rather have somebody that's either going to be a part of a piece that plays a bigger role for the Brewers. The Brewers can get by without Nestor Cortez. They've proven it. But adding a bat, utilizing him, or even adding some young depth and young talent that's maybe major league ready, I'll definitely take it. I would definitely take it.
Dave from Aaron on the Carbless Talking text line 800-990-3776. Brewers aren't doing anything at the trade deadline, so I hope no one gets their hopes up. I actually wouldn't put it past Antanasio to get rid of a pitcher for two prospects. Disagree. That would be
Nestor. They're not trading Freddie. Freddie's coming back. I hope Freddie comes back next season for at least the start of the season, and maybe they can work something out. But I mean, I would rather keep Freddie until the whole year, unless the Brewers.
I don't want to get into that conversation. We're getting a little too far down the road on
Freddie. Well, what are you looking at doing? Because I do think the Milwaukee Brewers have put themselves in a position, right? And I hope Mark Antanasio looks at this team and says, we need something.
I agree with you. I mean, I love the team. The thing that I think it's going to be a challenge for the Brewers at the deadline is who can they acquire that fits the identity of what this team is all about. You hear Pat Murphy, you hear Caleb Durbin, you hear everyone talk about this team as you're going to go to war for 9 innings and you're going to battle and you're going to have to play great defense. You're going to have to run the base pads as well as possible. Who can that be? Because a guy like Eugenio Suarez, he's got a higher chase
power,
higher chase rate, doesn't fit the mold,
power.
But he hits bombs.
I have a nickname for old Gene. Mean Gene, the batting machine. That's good, right? Mean Gene, the batting machine?
No, I don't know.
You don't know. you're supposed to say more silent so he could sit in that horrible drop-in.
Yeah, I for the Milwaukee Brewers again.
This is exactly why. That right there is exactly why. Alex Stroff, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, content director Brian D. are going to be in the corner of the wedding. You guys are going to be in the back corner, the furthest
Thanks,
table
Stroff.
From everyone.
Thanks, Stroff.
So I was joking. About 2 days ago, I had said, yeah, you guys are going to be in the corner furthest away. I think you guys took that as we are doing the seating chart. At that point when I had said that about you guys, the seating chart for the wedding coming up in, gosh, 22, 23 days, which is crazy, I'm getting married,
yes,
wow. It was not started. I came home. She had not listened to the show. And I opened up the seating chart, and bam, in the left corner by the bar, it's you guys.
Thank you for putting us by the bar. I'd also like to acknowledge we're table number one.
Oh,
that means
wow.
We're your favorites.
We're the first that came to mind.
It was the first to knock out so we could get to the people that matter.
How do you do seating charts? Is it weird?
It is.
Do you like know how to mesh people perfectly?
It is a it is a puzzle that you got to put together based off personalities and people. Chef Ed chimes in, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I wouldn't mess with the chemistry of this team.
I mean, you're adding. Again, I wouldn't... I don't feel like Nestor Cortez is part of the chemistry of this team.
No, he hasn't been around.
And so I really do believe if the Brewers are going to try to trade anybody, it should be Nestor Cortez and potentially trade some prospects. And if you want to go big, go big. But again, I do think the Milwaukee Brewers should add some bats to this lineup because a big bat to this lineup can get hot in the playoffs. Like imagine an Andrew Vaughn type guy. When I say guy, type of run he's been on during the playoffs, that could pay a big difference for the Milwaukee Brewers. Get somebody who's consistent, who you believe will show up for you when it matters.
Pack fan in Iowa chimes in. Are the Brewers really that good this year?
Yes.
Brewers! You're eating.
Brewers!
You're eating during the segment.
Who brought them food?
Dude, come on. Come on.
Who brought them food? Who did somebody sneak in?
I mean,
sure, when did somebody sneak in?
It was about a month ago. I pulled you aside and I said, Worst thing ever did, Kyle.
That's
pulled him
been
aside
acting like this?
And I said, you've been doing a great job. Whenever I show up, I know you're going to be prepared and bring your best effort. And I appreciate that.
And I've done that.
And now you're eating during the show. You are unprepared for your segment at 2:30.
Homer, back me up here.
No. He doesn't have to back you up.
I am backing you up. The only time you ever say if someone is eating is if people can hear that they're eating.
That's true.
Otherwise, no one cares.
I was minding my own beeswax back here.
Yeah, well, I was listening to the show. I had no idea he was eating.
I was distracted by someone who's not. Oh, my God.
I didn't know he was eating either until the delay in the Brewers. I was waiting for mine.
Yeah, the reason why is he's part of that chant that I do. That's why I was upset, Homer.
Fine.
He's no longer in my good graces. Andrew Vaughn, Homer. Are you kidding me?
He didn't even turn his mic on to do it.
What?
Are you kidding me?
What?
How great is he?
The level he has played at, he's playing, in the time he started, exactly the same as Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is having one of the great seasons ever. And for the time that he's played for the Brewers, Vaughn has played the equal to Aaron Judge. It's amazing.
Who's better? Aaron?
Aaron Judge is a million times better.
No, who's better? Andrew Vaughn or Babe Ruth?
Andrew Vaughn is playing like Babe Ruth for the Brewers this season. That's what people need to know. Now, you can take that from there.
Hang on. Kyle's been taking out Babe Ruth.
I love the Babe.
Homer joins us.
Yes,
next.
No, and because you owe so many apologies to Babe Ruth.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll
complain
about that
Ben Brust.
Side.
I heard. Are you smarter than Brust saying he's dumb? No one is as dumb about old athletes as you.
Next,
okay.
next.
No
one.
Here
we go.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
You should be happy Pac-Man Jones has had this on his headphones, or he definitely would have pulled it up on you.
I think Pac-Man's lucky I didn't have this on my headphones.
Oh, are you right?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket.
Oh, wow.
He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Before we get to Uncle Homer, I got to tell you about the Princely Club of New Berlin. You can have a strong body, a strong mind, while helping provide a strong community. Combine all those for a better tomorrow. Take a simple step. No goal is too small. Just go get a tour at the Princely Club. They have everything you need. A pool in the summer, which is amazing. Free childcare with your membership. Personal training, workout class. Sauna, steam room, you name it, they have it. Check out the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow.
Radio legend.
Wrong button. Recalibrating?
Babe Ruth was short, fat. Well, I don't know how short he was. He looked short in the video. He was fat. He was stubby. He looked fat. He tried it. He didn't have a sprint. Have you ever seen Babe Ruth sprint? I wonder how many steals he had.
Joining us now on Zero. Kyle Brusselman.
Can I ask him a question?
Come on, yeah. Homer, ask me the question.
Do you know who the first president of the United States is? Because that's so long ago.
Is it George Washington?
Yeah. I'm surprised. You know anything about Babe Ruth?
Homer, you so what did you say Babe Ruth is what?
Babe Ruth was not only not fat, he was fast.
No, he wasn't fast.
All right,
Homer.
Hold on. How do we judge a fast player offensively? What statistic would give you some indication of how fast
someone might
be?
I don't know, not getting
be?
Caught 21 times trying to steal bases?
All right. Or no, because then it'd be stupid.
He had a 50%. He had a 50% steal rate. What are we saying? That's not fast. No, 50%.
Well, I guess he had a slow start. Triples, right? You got to be fast to get triples.
When all the plumbers are chasing after the ball, not really.
Oh, yes, here we go. Yes, but he was so fat, you know, he was so fat. So the most triples Robin Yount ever had in a season, 12. Babe Ruth, 16, 13, 12, and 11, 4 years.
How many inside the park
the
home runs do you have?
The most triples Paul Molitor ever had, 16. The pictures they show of Babe Ruth are like when he's 40 years old at the very end of his career. They have no idea how great an athlete he was. He might have been a better athlete than Wilt Chamberlain. We've already been through.
You are crazy.
Would Babe Ruth be the MVP in today's game?
Yes.
Oh, Homer, you think everybody
look at this. Now, Babe Ruth, think of this. Babe Ruth. Know this stat. Babe Ruth hit more home runs than some teams did.
He was amazing at the time.
More than some teams did. Think of that.
What was the average fastball in 1920s?
I don't know.
It matters.
He was really good for his time.
Babe Ruth was hitting more home runs than the teams were hitting, and if they threw the ball a little faster, he couldn't hit it.
Kyle Schwarber hits more lefty-lefty home runs than teams do in the MLB.
Now, I'm talking about teams all home runs.
He was incredible for his time.
He did it more than like 1 year.
For his time, he was unbelievable.
Like 10,
but 80 to 85, so you think he'd be the MVP in today's baseball?
Who's better at in their best season, steroids included for Barry? Would you take Barry Bonds or Babe Ruth?
I would take Babe Ruth. But I will grant you that Babe Ruth didn't have to play against black players. He wasn't playing against players.
That's true.
That's the only thing you can get.
You know, they said Babe Ruth might be, he was passing as white. He might have been black, light skin.
I think they tried to sell that. I'm not really sold on that, but I guess it's possible. I didn't hear that growing up, but fine.
So he wasn't even playing against the best players, Homer. He was playing against, like he said, the plumbers.
The majority of that, there were some best players he wasn't playing against. But yes, but
you would
still.
Babe Ruth, did he ever hit 70 home runs in a season?
When he's sitting 60, other teams were hitting 30
bad his competition
was. No, it
does.
Barry Bonds would have hit 1,000 home runs back in 1923.
80-mile-per-hour cherry bombs over the middle.
Barry Bonds would have had a 1,000 batting percentage.
Homer, you first and foremost, I understand, Babe Ruth is this great player, but you have to understand, Homer, guys have gotten better.
Saying if Babe Ruth's here, he would get better, too.
No, I don't think.
He can only hit pitches at 82.
I don't think. I've seen Babe Ruth 6'2", and they claim 215.
So let me ask you about Michael Jordan. You think Michael Jordan had trouble?
Yeah, Michael Jordan would be great right now.
Why is that? He doesn't play against the guys who's tall.
The game
is clearly much better now than it was.
Michael Jordan was superior.
How long did he play?
He played 40 years ago. I just watched a clip of Game 6 of the 98 finals of the Jazz
the ball
Bulls.
Movement. All the ball movement.
Yeah, 27 years ago.
Moving the ball. You don't think MJ could have played this time?
He could have played. He wouldn't have been the greatest of all time in this era.
You a lie.
He wouldn't, you a lie. If MJ played in this last 10 years, he would not be the greatest player of all time.
You a lie. You a lie.
It's just evolution. So you don't. It's just how every generation gets better.
So wait, you think Kobe's better than MJ?
In a different way, kind of.
Kobe was dominating during this generation. MJ would have dominated during this generation as well.
My overall point remains that I think naturally your speed, your strength, everything is more advanced.
How is this the debate you clowns come back to each and every Wednesday?
Because
every,
he's old.
Every week, he protects the old. Did you forget we did this a week ago?
We never did Babe Ruth's fat before. But we haven't done that one.
He was fat. But the thing is you said that Wilt Chamberlain was the greatest athlete of all time, and then all of a sudden now Babe Ruth is the greatest.
You have a complaint against Babe Ruth that he didn't play against all the great players. But do you want to be held to your weight when you're 40? Or 36 or whatever he was at that time versus what you might have looked at 24, 25.
I'm going to look up Babe Ruth at 24. I want to see what he looks like at 20. Is he skinny? Mm-hmm. Look like a robust brother to me.
Wow. Yeah, were there any Hispanic and Asian pitchers in Babe Ruth's era?
I don't.
As Eric chimes
there
in?
Weren't Asian pitchers when I grew up. There was one guy who came from
this guy just
Japan.
Looked so athletic in 1919 in a young age.
Yes.
He's showing a picture of Babe Ruth.
Yeah, the Red Sox. Yes. That's good. Check to see how many triples he had.
Bruss. Does that look like a stud?
Think he took a bus to get to third base? Come on.
Does that look like a stud?
He wasn't fat.
Right. He was tall and had long legs.
Homer, I'm telling you.
I love how Kyle makes Babe Ruth sound. One of the all-time greats. He makes him sound like he's some fat slob.
I know.
Even his photo, he looked fat from the Hall of Fame. You think the Hall of Fame, they get your best for the bus.
How old was he in the Hall of Fame?
The bus is supposed to be when you were in your prime. His bus looked like he was a round head, slow dude running around.
I give up. Now we're looking at the bus in the Hall of Fame. I give up. You win. I can't find
a photo of Babe Ruth being skinny. Ozempic back then. Babe Ruth would have went on Ozempic. That's how fat he was.
The Red Sox is fine because that isn't like all the other ones you looked at.
Now that's
what you want him to look like. He's a marathon runner.
He's a little thicker.
David Ortiz is fat.
Okay, exactly. That's okay. David Ortiz, he was good. I didn't say Babe Ruth wasn't good.
He said if Babe Ruth was around today, he'd take Ozempic.
He would.
That's the wrong one.
Ozempic. But no, I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't a great player, but all I'm saying, Homer, is I'm just telling you this right now.
Barry Bonds, you wouldn't take Barry Bonds with steroids?
With steroids!
Over Babe Ruth.
He cheated and you're still not taking the cheating.
Barry Bonds made it close. I give you that.
How many home runs did Barry Bonds hit back in 1923?
A thousand.
Yeah, I mean, he would hit so many.
Assuming that he's the same way, stick
Barry Bonds on roids in the 1920s.
Yes,
he would legitimately hit 150 home runs.
Nah, he wouldn't hit 150, but
120.
I don't know. He'd hit a lot. I don't.
At least 100.
A lot. I mean, 80, 85.
I don't know. The pitchers were smarter. They might have walked him back in time. They haven't gotten smarter in 100 years.
Babe Ruth got walked a lot now. But
smartest pitchers ever.
Okay. Now we're calling baseball players fat and stupid.
Babe Ruth stole 100-something bases, but you're saying he was just some fast dude around the bases.
I said he's not fat.
That's what I said. He could hit. So he got triples. Do you know when they did rallies back in the day? Literally from outfield, then the infielder probably had to go to halfway through the outfield to catch it just to rally.
They had to call a cab to get the ball. Just bring it into the infield, and it took so long.
They need an electric bicycle.
You just come up with stuff you don't know just because you won't accept the fact this number tells you he can run.
They couldn't throw the ball that far back then. You know that to be true.
No, I don't.
Who would win a race, you or Babe Ruth?
I will say this. Answer the question. Who would win a race? Babe Ruth. It wouldn't even be close as a player.
I would dust Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, I suspect, as a runner, was similar to Yelich.
He only had 120. Okay.
Similar. Yes.
He had a 50% getting caught stealing rate.
Right.
Christian Yelich ain't nowhere close to that. I ain't got to look at the
Christian
stats.
No, Christian Yelich is very good at 90%.
But you'll take Babe Ruth running.
Babe ran when he needed to run.
You taking Ricky Henderson or Babe Ruth running around the bases?
I feel so stupid.
Come on.
Babe Ruth. Look.
No way.
It's the Babe.
Of course not. No, Ricky Henderson's the fastest players ever in the history of the league. I just want you to say, when he played, Babe Ruth was not fat.
He looked a little chunky to me.
2 minutes.